hear God's word. Now, the wife of one of the sons of the prophets cried to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord, but the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves." And Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you in the house?" And she said, "Your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go outside, borrow vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels, and not too few. Then go in and shut the door behind yourself and your sons, and pour into all these vessels. And when one is full, set it aside." So she went from him and shut the door behind herself and her sons. And as she poured, they brought the vessels to her. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another." Then the oil stopped flowing. She came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts, and you and your sons can live on the rest." This is the word of the living God. Beloved in the Lord, as we come to chapter 4 in 2 Kings, we find that Elisha is not receiving honors at this point, which you might think he would if you remember what occurred in chapter 3. There was a great miracle of deliverance that we have looked at there. But all of a sudden, we see the setting in which a wife of one of the sons of prophets comes to Elisha and says that her husband is dead, and now she's got a problem. She's in trouble. The creditors are coming, and they're actually going to take her sons. What we see in this passage is we see Elisha working for the kingdom. And as he works for the kingdom, he works to minister to this destitute widow, a widow of a prophet. But he ministers to her with the life-giving power of the Word of God. We see this as it demonstrates, first of all, the generosity of God for a destitute widow. God, who controls the entire universe. He controls everything that took place in chapter 3, where there was this great battle. Moab had fought against Israel, and God defeats them. The God who is in control of all of this, all of a sudden now, the scripture focuses upon his concern for a poor widow. The widow of a prophet, a man who feared the Lord. And this widow had nothing to live on. Nothing anymore. You know, she was the son, or she was the wife of a prophet, a prophet who was given to the study of Scripture, a prophet who were representatives of the divine truth in a day in which Israel's spiritual life was languishing. And yet, even in the midst of all of this, this widow is in great distress and great poverty. What low circumstances, brought to great debt. The creditors were at the ready. You know, we would say today, the creditors are at the door. This was the day in which there was no social security system. I guess the politicians wouldn't have any much to say about it, you know. No social security system. There were no relatives to come to help her and to redeem her property. You remember, there are many other places where relatives come, and the scripture even tells us that there's an entire process of redemption so that somebody can be redeemed if their property is in danger of being lost. And there were no relatives. She had nothing except two sons, and now these two sons were going to become slaves. Loaded with debt, stripped clean by creditors, having sold everything she had. In fact, Elisha says, "What do you have in your house?" And she says, "Basically, all I have is a jar of oil." And now her sons are going to be seized by the creditors. But the pressure of that grief and that situation causes her to come to the prophet, and she appeals to him. She appeals to him in her unimaginable grief and loss. And what we see is that the Almighty God, who is great and gracious, comes to this woman, and comes to this woman in his love and in his grace to demonstrate that he had not deserted his world or his people. He had not deserted her. God cares for this widow. He had not deserted the widow. He had not deserted his people. And his people and this widow continued to believe in God. Believing in God and in Jesus Christ. Jesus himself taught us the prayer that begins with the words, "Our Father, who art in heaven." We address our Heavenly Father as someone who loves us with an electing love, who keeps us, who preserves us, who watches over us and all things, who will eventually take us and safely bring us into his eternal kingdom. That's why when this widow comes to the prophet Elisha and her circumstances are dire, dreadful, and terrible, some would say maybe God had failed her, but no, that is not true. God had not failed her. He would not neglect the widow. His word could not fail. She did not stand alone, because God had not failed her. In fact, her calamities proved to be a real blessing because they brought help directly from God through the prophet Elisha. The widow turns to the prophet in her distress. The Old Covenant saints had no access to the throne of grace as we have. We have, as the New Testament says, boldness with access and confidence to come to the very throne of God. For the Old Covenant believer, that veil was not taken away, but we are invited to come to the throne of grace. We can say with no ancient Israelite, as they could not, "Lord, you have been touched with the feeling of our infirmities, having been all in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." We can claim, "Abba, Father, hear us for the sake of Jesus, your well-beloved Son, who is not ashamed to call us brethren." But this widow could only call upon God, and she calls upon God through the prophet Elisha. And by simple faith, she casts her burden upon the Lord, and she's content to leave it there. She opens her heart to the Lord to rest in him. Often, when we forget to commune with the Lord by faith, our trials and needs drive us again with repentance and restored joy to the throne of grace. We open our heart to God and we tell him our need. And when we do that, we find that the scripture is true. God is able to do what? In all grace, he is able to abound to you. The scripture says that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good deed. And the reason is because God is sovereign. The one that Paul says in Ephesians, who is able to do what? Immeasurably more than we all ask or even imagine. God is greater than what we can even imagine. And in faith, we must come to him and trust in the God who is able to do more than we can imagine. This woman comes by faith in the promise of God. Faith, because she believed in the Lord. She had a fear of the Lord. And that fear of the Lord, that rest in the Lord, is never ignored in the courts of heaven. And as she comes to God, who is able and willing to deliver, she finds that deliverance through the prophet, who is commissioned to wipe away the tears of the widow and to give her relief. The prophet doesn't turn her away. You know, I would imagine that maybe the prophet lived somewhere where he might have been known by people. I remember living in the parsonage many years. You know, living in the parsonage sometimes is not a great thing because you get a knock on the door from a stranger. Are you connected to the church next door? Well, yeah, I live right next door to the church. I'm in the parsonage. Yep, I'm the pastor. Well, I need some help. You know, always happens. And there are times when you want to turn those people away. And I have had to turn some people away. I've had to turn away some who were continuously drunk and other problems that they had. But notice the prophet Elisha doesn't say, get away from me. Don't bother me. Go find somebody else to help you with your issues. Why are you bothering me? He doesn't do that. He immediately asks if she is willing to follow his instructions. He asks the widow, what do you have? And she tells him, I have a pot of oil. But the lesson she would learn was not to despise the small mercies. Our weakness is often an opportunity for God to show us his strength. God shows us his gracious power in this small thing with the widow. And so Elisha tells the widow, go and get every vessel that you can. And she does that. Every vessel that you can. Notice that here's a bit of a test of her faith and her obedience. Would she do that? You know, or was she looking for the prophet to magically, prophetically bring forth some food? He didn't bring forth any food. He didn't bring forth anything to eat. But he did tell her she had to do something. Go and get all these vessels. Go everywhere and get as many as you can. And she did, because she believed in the word of the Lord. And she went out and she got them, and God blessed her effort. Notice that God blessed her effort, not inactivity. What if she didn't go and get the vessels? Go get the vessels, bring them in. What if she didn't want to? What if she thought, why am I going out and getting empty vessels? I don't have anything to put in them. But there was no inactivity. There was effort. There was obedience. And this miracle didn't come directly, but it came in connection with the manner of faith of the woman. And what happened was every jar that she collected was filled. Not just a little bit, filled everything. And she would say, go and get another vessel. And they said to her, there is not another. I think she was kind of anxious. Go and get another vessel. Go and get another vessel. Go and get, you know, go to the neighbors over there. Go to the neighbors down there. Go and get another vessel. She was doing exactly what the prophet had told her. She obeyed. And because she obeyed, every jar was filled. She complies with the word of the prophet. She submits to the Lord's instructions. Just like others throughout the scripture who obey the Lord, she obeyed the Lord. Remember the story of Gideon. He obeyed the Lord, and Gideon overthrew the Midianites because he obeyed the Lord. God's ways, his power, completely opposite of ours, brings to us what we need, and God demonstrates that he is Lord. And she's told to fill these vessels with oil. Notice that this is all done in privacy. It's not done to be pretentious or showy. She isn't going to tell her neighbors all of the things that are going on. Her neighbors were not in on the secret. They weren't able to witness God's gracious dealings with her. It was all in private, that she would reflect on God's gracious provision. And God did that through the prophet Elisha. Elisha did not give any directions, notice, until after she filled the pots. To have predicted the result may have interfered with her faith, but she didn't falter in her faith. And the oil flowed. The little pot, which appeared to be so utterly inadequate to meet the demands of the widow's creditor, turned out to be, in the hand of God, more than just enough. Completely adequate. It filled all of the vessels because God caused the oil to flow, just as God caused the fish and the loaves to feed the multitude. Have you ever thought of that great miracle where Jesus fed the multitude? You know, several thousand people, five loaves, two fish, divides them up, and then takes in the first leftovers in history. All of the leftovers as well. God does this. He is great and gracious. He can do anything. He can multiply the fish and the loaves. He can multiply the oil. He can take a little pebble from a brook, and in the sling of David, it will kill the Philistine giant, because God's ways are greater than ours. Sell the oil, pay the debt. Have you ever thought about how quickly she was delivered from the burden of her creditor? She said, they're going to come and take my sons as slaves. Slaves. No, not now. She's going to sell the oil. She sells the oil and she pays the debt, and she has enough for herself as well. God's relief was sudden. God's relief was complete. It was lasting relief. Relief that would not fail, but in the hour of need, it would take all that was needed, and it would deliver this woman from her burden. This same God who is able to deliver this woman is our God and Father also through Jesus Christ. We need to go to Him with our empty vessels, with our every need, and notice that God will demonstrate His fatherly care, His protection, the love that He has for us when He says, "Fear not, I am with you." The father of the fatherless, the husband of the widow. Oh, how we have a great God, as the scripture declares these wonderful truths to us. She had a plea for mercy, and God heard that plea. He delivered her and demonstrated His all sufficiency. After every human resource was expended, God demonstrated that He is Lord. And how easy it is for the Lord to deliver by the simple utterance of a word. His power is limitless. He can relieve us from our afflictions. He can relieve us from all that we need. To this Father, you and I have been invited to come through Christ, who has reconciled us to God, our Father, brought us into communion with Him so that we might walk with the Lord. But this God is so holy, and we are not. But that way of access that comes to us is through the one who is holy, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the one who comes through Him is holy in Christ. That is why God is not far off, but He is near, unspeakably near, not an unconsuming fire. But He is your heavenly Father, the one to whom you can offer your petitions, saying, "Abba, Father," without hesitation, and with boldness, and with access. That is why Jesus said, "Ask, knock, seek, and you will receive." It's not a question of, will I? Possibly? Could it happen? No. Jesus says, "Ask, seek, knock, and you will receive." We have divine assurances that our prayer to God, will be a prayer that he will not only hear, but a prayer that he will answer, because he alone is Lord. And how much we receive depends then upon how much faith we place in the word of the Lord. Notice this woman received as much oil as the vessels she had collected could hold. How much do you believe? What petitions do you offer? How much do you bring to be filled? Do you ask? Do you seek? Do you knock? Do you believe in the abundance of grace to the answer that God will give you out of his riches in Jesus Christ? He has invited you to come, as he invites this widow. Come, ask, seek, knock, and you will receive, because God is gracious and loves us with an everlasting love. Amen.